RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres back at work here at KeyBank Center, trying to run the win streak to 4 tomorrow night against a Philadelphia team that continues to roll. They have points in 5 straight to the Flyers and are 8-3-3 in their last 14. Welcome in with Marty and Brian. It is a little gray right now, but always reason for optimism around the corner, especially when you're streaking in the right direction.
There's an easy thing for me to say here. It started, I'm sure the day started really nicely, but the Flyers got in town early and they brought the gray with them because I played for the Flyers for 2 years and I still have that feeling that, okay, although they're my former team and, you know, I got to be in the playoffs, I still hate the Flyers a little bit because
I wish you would hate the Rangers the same way. Let's be real.
There's no, you know what? There's no reason to be emotionally invested in the Rangers, especially when they play at MSG these days. So I'm like, whatever.
I should have started the show by cartwheeling.
Because they lost last night?
Because the Rangers got shut out again at home, and Pittsburgh just went through a 5-game or more homestand for the first time without ever winning a game.
Yes.
Like, these are things to celebrate in my world. So,
yes, I totally agree with that. And, look, you talk about a weird situation. I know the Sabres are playing the Flyers tomorrow, and I'm saying, yes, the Flyers are in town. I got to see some of the people and staff that were there when I was there, and they're still around, and maybe in different roles, but it's nice to see them. And I love my time in Philadelphia. But as a Sabre, and even as a Ranger and an Islanders, you hated the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Their fan base hated the Flyers for different reasons. But so my 2 years in Philadelphia, it was great to be that villain and feeling like everywhere you went, you brought in the dark clouds with you and everybody was angry at you. And I feel maybe that's the same case here. But
practice is underway. Kesselring is back and no Krebs today with Alex Lyon taking the starter's net in practice.
So that's very interesting with Michael Kesselring because he was kind of in the top six when you look at the pairs today. Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait and see if, you know, when we get word of what's his availability and are we thinking tomorrow? Are we thinking the weekend? Like, what are we looking at with Michael Kesselring? When I was, you know, when we did the show yesterday and I was walking around and he was actually finishing his session on the ice. Only a few guys skated yesterday, mostly the extras and the guys that are doing rehab. And he looked good. He looked like he was just flowing and doing a lot of quick feet and edge work. And so it was great to see. For the longest time, Michael Kesselring was in the shooting cage just shooting pucks because he couldn't get on the ice from the lower body injury. And so it was good to see. And I think he's probably ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing here is the Sabres got back to 500 on the road trip by winning the last three. They're playing 500 hockey. they're within reach of a playoff spot, even though, you know, you're still towards the bottom of the Eastern Conference, but you're right there. Like, you're, you know, a week away from saying, hey, we got a good week. We put another three-game, four-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. We'll be right there. And Michael Kesselring, which was a big part, probably the main part of the trade of J.J. Peterka, hasn't played, or when he played, he wasn't healthy. Like, he wasn't 100%. So now that he's had this time to get healthy, and with the lower body injury, but other little things that he was dealing with, I cannot wait to see what impact he can bring and hopefully keep pushing this team to climb in the Eastern Conference.
Well, the Kesselring factor was easier to figure out because it's a group of six on the blue line as opposed to a group of 13 or 14 up front.
Yes.
And there was no understanding about where, you know, Josh Doan was going to fit among mm-hmm. that group. I think now, moving forward, you're probably never going to say that Kesselring was the biggest part of it, because it would be hard to imagine that Kesselring offsets the value that don't. Like, to me, it's a package. It's a deal that should net Buffalo good returns at both positions, you know.
100%.
And I just can't imagine a drop-off from Doan or, like, you know, yeah, I expect Kesselring to contribute more, obviously, but I think it's two key components that you brought in for one going the other way. Now,
and Doan, you can compare Doan straight up to Peterka.
Well,
right,
that's
now
what I'm saying.
Like,
that's
why
I'm saying,
yeah,
I can't call it the Kesselring trade anymore.
You can't.
Because Doan has that much importance
but
to this group.
And among when they acquired Doan, it was almost like, well, does he fit? Where does he fit? Is he a bottom six forward? Mm-hmm. Is he even a Buffalo guy, right? Because he had been up and down, the last couple of years, mainly up the last year in Utah, but when he was in Arizona, up and down a little bit. So it was the big question mark. And now you look back at it, you say, well, that was a trade that just the Doan impact has been significant enough to say that was a good trade, and Kesselring will come in and put some cherry on top.
So when you look at the forwards, again, no Krebs today as of right now, so we'll get an update on that mm-hmm. situation. But, you know, Dunn slides in, but you wouldn't expect any other changes based on winning three in a row, and especially the way the Lions contributed in the win over Seattle, who, by the way, have one win in 10 games now after last night. But the new trio was Norris with Ostlund and Tuck, and they delivered on Sunday.
Yep.
Will they deliver again tomorrow? What is the outlook for Alex contractually and moving forward? Our hockey insider, Darren Dreger from TSN, won't be joining us this week, but did offer up this on Overdrive.
I mean, Buffalo media was all over it. Now, I do think that, you know, there was some timing issue. I think Jarmo was in Finland for personal reasons. So that may have slowed the process a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think everybody knew it was coming. And now you start to wonder, okay, well, you know, to your point, Brian, you know, general managers don't get fired in season very often. And it's difficult when you come in season to manage any sort of significant change, right? You can look at the Alex Tuck negotiation. All right, well, that's pretty obvious. You know, he's got his own view, I'm sure, Jarmo, on the value of Alex Tuck. I mean, the former general manager shared that Tuck was looking for money that was just beyond Alex Kempe, or Adrian Kempe. Mm. So Kempe is, what, 10.6 on his extension in L.A.? So is that enough to make Alex Tuck a legitimate trade bait target between now and March 6th? Maybe. So stuff like that is, I think, where he starts to sink his teeth into.
So that being said, Alex Tuck remains a significant talking point here.
Again, it goes back to what we talked about yesterday. I love Alex Tuck. I think he's a big part of this core group. And even though he's going to be 30 years old in the new year, you're looking at, okay, well, I mean, he could still be a force between 30 and 35, and then maybe there's just a couple of years where things start to decline. But here's Adrian Kempe signed a long-term deal at $10.6 million AAV. So how much of the liking of Alex Tuck do you feel at close to $11 million a year? $10 million a year or $9 million a year, and where do you like that? So, I mean, there's 14 players in the NHL right now, Duffer, that have a cap hit above $10.5 million. Now, it's going to change next year because, mm-hmm. obviously, there's going to be contracts that are going to be signed, UFAs in the summer, RFAs that are going to hit big deals. There's going to be more than 14, and the cap's going up. But there's 14 right now, 10-5 and over. Do you feel like Alex Tuch is part of those 14 and maybe going to be 20 next year? That's a big, like, you know, a big jump to go from where he is now to close to maybe close to, you know, $11 million. Now, again, so it comes down to, well, the Sabres are in the position they are in right now. Alex Tuch is a guy that has shown a commitment to the organization, to the community, has performed really well. So do you have to maybe overpay at this moment to keep a guy like Alex Tuch? Maybe that's what you got to do to continue building forward. Because if you were to say, you know what, not going to happen, and I'm trading Alex Tuch, is that better for the club? Is that better for the team? The question is still up in the air right now. I don't know what the return would net, but and we're in December. The role or the goal of the team right now is to say, let's win tomorrow night. Let's win over the weekend. Let's go. And Alex Tuch will be a big part of that, trying to win there. So, but that is going to be something that Jarmo is definitely going to have to study and study hard to see where they feel comfortable with it.
Well, that's a question on Twitter from Sabres Live today, at Sabres Live. What should Jarmo Kekäläinen's first order of business be? And that would be address the goaltending situation, address the Tuch contract, make an imprint on the coaching staff or other. So we would encourage you to get involved in that. Marty, the early returns are...
I tried to pull it up and I couldn't do
it.
Well,
you can read the fine print.
Oh, I can read the fine print. Okay, it's 35% the goalie situation and 34%
it's pretty darn close between the first three options. I think that's the value in asking the question, because I think no matter where you turn in this city, people are going to have an opinion on each of the options we have presented here at Sabres Live, because they are, in the eyes of many, critically important as the next big thing for this team.
That's interesting that it is very, very tight. 35, 25, 34, right? And a 1% other. And I'm going to go through the comments later and kind of see what people are saying about other. I think that the more pressing situation is potentially having to deal with the three goalies. Because it doesn't really work, and the flow's not there when you have three. So Colton Ellis, we'll see what happens when he's healthy to return and whatnot. And then that's the more pressing issue in the short term. I think the second issue for me is going to be Alex Tuch's contract. The coaching staff, I get what people are saying, because a new GM comes in, obviously, he's evaluating, and Jarmo said that yesterday. I'm evaluating every aspect of the, you know, of the team. Players, coaches, trainers, whatever. Scouts, like everything, right? So, but the team just won three in a row. And if they go in and beat Philly tomorrow and beat the Islanders and beat the Devils and are winning six in a row and maybe beat Ottawa seven in a row, maybe the coaching staff, now you put it on the, you know, way back burner, because things are going the right direction. And players are healthy. Norris is back and Tuch is back and, you know, Kesselring may be back. The only one that should be missing really is Jason Zucker. But, you know, you're seeing your group come in to a point where you're like, okay, it's
Zucker,
fine.
Kulik, Danforth, one of the goaltenders, you know.
Kulik is long-term. I think we know that that's going to be a longer-term thing. But you're right. There's still a lot of guys missing. But there's guys that are coming back healthy that are helping. So, for me, the coaching staff, it all depends on performance. And coaches are judged on performance. Goalies are judged on performance. Players are judged on performance. It's nothing different. But I think that, for me, coaching staff would be three. It would be settling the three-goalie situation, Alex Tuch contract, and then after that, well, let's see where we are in maybe 3 weeks from now with the win-loss record to see what we're doing.
Well, the win-loss record is 14-14-4 with exactly 50 games remaining. And my projection, not that anybody asked, is that a minimum of 95 points based on the current pace in the Eastern Conference is required to get in. That means the Sabres need 63 more points at minimum out of the 50 games remaining.
You're
which
a big
is
fan of
a
Zach Roseanne, right? So 63 is fitting perfect for
Well, Roseanne. He's in Rochester, and we're going to talk to Michael Leone later about that. But 630 points percentage is what the Sabres could need to make the playoffs. My basic math says 30 wins, 17 losses, 3 overtime decisions. Higher or lower?
Well, first of all, I think that in the Atlantic Division, 92, 93, maybe third in the Atlantic Division. I know that when you look at the whole conference, maybe 95 is the you know, the cutoff line. But I have the tendency to think that it may be lower than that. But I'll say, that's hard to say. That's a big jump from where they've been. They're 500 hockey after 32 games. They have to play plus 13 in the next 50.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big jump.
But
I'm going to be positive, obviously, because I want them to be able to achieve it. I don't want to sit here and say that's not going to happen, because they've shown me that there's been time this year where they can get that done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not been consistent. And maybe it comes down to my point of, well, you know, if you don't have to roll three goalies, maybe you're going to find a groove with two and be able to get that done.
Last night, Montreal fell into the second wild card as they lost again. Boston, of course, was victorious. They've won 5 out of 6 and are 16-7 in their last 23 games. Detroit had another significant win because they were playing an Islanders team that has been very good. Late power play wins it for the Wings. Mm-hmm. They are 6-1-2 in the last 9, which is what has allowed them to get up to top spot in the division.
Yeah, and obviously that division, the Atlantic, keeps changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
It is going, excuse me, like Florida. We talked about it yesterday. It's not in a playoff spot right now, but they are seemingly like a team that's got a lot of momentum,
mm-hmm.
and will be getting healthier as the, you know, the month of December and the New Year's comes around, especially when you look at a guy like Matthew Tkachuk. So Florida could be a factor in there. Tampa started really cold, got really hot, have been cooled off again. Victor Hedman injury. There's, you know, Andrei Vasilevsky injury. Like, there is some issues. So the Atlantic Division, I have a hard time saying, oh, yay, we're, you know, Detroit's in first, or yay, Montreal is there, or Boston's there, because I think that in a week from now, it could be three different teams in the top three spots of that division.
Yeah, agreed with that. Philadelphia is here tomorrow. They got some more unfortunate news regarding one of their top scorers early mm-hmm. in the season. Ty Forster is now out, presumably for the rest of the year, five months with his upper body injury. And that is devastating news for the player, who just, I think, has on an annual basis here continued to show really nice improvement to the point of being counted on as a top six player, top six forward within the Flyers ranks. The good news for Philadelphia is they have found other ways. Ristolainen is back. You've got the incredible consistency of Trevor Zegras.
Yeah.
This year,
he's already surpassed his point total from last year.
Yeah.
And we're not even at Christmas. He had 32 points last year. He's got 33 now.
So we'll look at that matchup. Obviously, it's tomorrow. It's an ESPN game. So we'll have much more on that coming up. Again, Michael Leone at the bottom of the hour mm-hmm. to discuss what's new with the Amerks. But one of our early talking points today was Alex Tuck and what's next for him. Tuck spoke today after practice.
I think that's something that we don't take lightly, is that it's on us. We're a big reason Kawhi Mann lost his job, and we weren't getting the results that needed to be happen. We feel terrible about that. We need to be better in this locker room. Kevin was an awesome person. I owe him a lot. He brought me into this organization. I'll always be grateful to him and everything that, and every opportunity that he's given me. And then moving on to Garmo, from everything that I've talked to him about and heard from him and everything, he's really driving home the idea that that we're character first in this room, and that we're all about competing, and we're all about just the hard work and what it takes to win.
When and how did you find out about Kevin being fired?
We received a message a couple days ago, right before we went out to the media.
Alex, a lot of times when these things happen in the offseason, it's a brand new GM coming in. How is it with the fact that this is a guy who's been around, who's been at practice, who's been on road trips, you've seen him? I mean, how does that impact the dynamic of him kind of meshing with this club?
Yeah, I mean, I think he hits the ground running. I think just knowing more the ins and outs, more players on a personal level, in the short amount of time that he's been here, and I think it's really good. I think it'll give him a head start. Like I said, hit the ground running, and there won't be any hiccups. I think he'll just get right to it.
Will this change your situation at all? There'll be a fresh perspective on it. Does it change anything as far as your contract goes?
Just who my agents are talking to, I guess, at the helm there. If I'm not mistaken, I think Yarmo was in somewhat of the negotiations before, so he's familiar with what was going on. Just going to let my agent handle it. And that's it. I just stay out of it. I just worry about playing hockey, worry about that game tomorrow.
He certainly said that yesterday to us that he wanted to re-sign you, that he wanted to take over the situation and get re-engaged. Do you expect things to get rekindled again here much more than they have in the last few weeks?
I saw it too. That means a lot coming from him. But like I said, that just I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. That's completely up to him and my agent. And once I need to be filled in on anything, I'll be filled in.
What was Yarmo's message to the team when he talked to you guys yesterday?
Yeah, like I said, he talked a lot about character. He talked a lot about hard work and compete and coming in on a day-to-day basis and looking to get better, pushing each other, pushing yourselves to be the best that you can be, and just really working to get better in each individual day, whether it's a game or a practice or an off day or anything you have to do, just to be your best self is what you have to do.
How does a transition like this kind of impact your view of, you know, the chances you have to win here? I know that's going to be kind of an important part of your decision with that contract.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of faith in this locker room with the guys that we have, and Yarmo coming in is going to bring a lot of experience and a new perspective. And like I said, with anything like that, my agent's going to handle it. But I have all the faith in the world that we can make the playoffs. I think that we've been playing some of our best hockey as of late. And I'm just really focusing on the present.
Specifically, what happened in those three games? You've come back with a three-game winning streak from the road trip. Why and what happened to allow you guys to do that?
Obviously, we were getting our butt kicked a little bit in the beginning of the road trip. And we said enough is enough, and we wanted to come out and have a good start. I think that really helped us in the Edmonton game. And I know they came back on us, but we were able to win it. And they gave us a little momentum. Thought we were playing really good defense, honestly. Our goalies were playing really well. We were playing really good defense. And that's what really helps. When you're only giving up one or two goals a game, it's a lot easier to win in this league.
Even when you guys were winning three in a row there, there was a lot of chatter about Kevin and his status. How aware of that were you guys during that trip?
Yeah, I mean, when it's that much, some of it's on a lot of time, it will leak into the locker room. We don't know what's going on, what's true and what's false or anything like that. So we're really, like I said, we're just focusing on playing hockey. That's all we can control. That's all you can focus on and worry about. If you start worrying about all the outside stuff, that's when it's going to go downhill really quickly. So,
Alex, you said you have all faith in the world. This team's going to make the playoffs. What does this team need to do from here on out to make the playoffs?
Worry about tomorrow night. That's it. Play your defense. Play a full 60-minute effort. And worry about tomorrow night. If we keep talking about making the playoffs, looking ahead, looking too far into the future, it's not going to happen. We just got to worry about practice today. Now practice day is over. We got to worry about the game tomorrow and go from there.
Is that kind of what you're...
All right, Alex Tuch speaking just after the skate today. And your takeaway is?
Well, my takeaway is, it's kind of funny because he's like, I believe we can make the playoffs. Right? I believe we can make the playoffs. 32 games into the season. It's 50 left. You're 9 points away from top of the Atlantic.
You're six from wild card with a game in hand.
And nine from the top mm-hmm. with two games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be 5 points away from first place in the Atlantic. Like, I would have, like, slammed my fist down and said, we can do it. Like, I mean, seriously, like, I get it. And it's you're facing the media, so you're just saying, I believe we can do it. And, you know, we've been playing well defensively. And I know Alex is always going to have that professionalism to him, like,
yeah.
But I'd be like running around the locker room and saying, like, yeah, we're doing it. Not we can, we're doing it.
Well, we got more sound to get to from the room. We'll have that next. And of course, Michael Leone from Rochester coming up as well. Want to take a quick time out and remind you that as we are in the holiday season and as it continues to December 27th, we want you to get involved in the 716 Give 716 holiday raffle. $71,600 jackpot. plus, of course, secondary chance prizes. It's all presented by Northtown Automotive. Proceeds to benefit local nonprofits here in Western New York, and you can get your tickets now through the 27th at sabres.com/5050. We'll hear from the captain when we come back on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Don't forget to hit up our Sabres Live poll question today. Michael Leone's coming up from Rochester right now. The captain, Rasmus Dahlin, post-skate.
So, what the changes have been made for your general manager?
Excited. Turning a new page. Looking forward for the future.
What is the message that Jarmo has had to you guys as far as what he'd like to see from you?
Pretty much what he told you guys. We just had a short meeting. He just started get this thing going, but it's all about winning. And also, whatever happened in the past, we're not a this team is not a part of that. So we can't think about that and look to the future. We have a lot of potential, and a lot of good things can happen in here. And he believes in us.
What are the things that?
It was good. We had a good relationship, but at the end of the day, it's all about winning, and that's, winning games, it's up to us to do, and you look at this lineup we have, he's done a pretty good job, so it's business, but me and him had a good relationship.
One of the things that Alex said, he believes this team could be a playoff contender, make the playoffs. What does this team need to do to make the playoffs? From 50-some games left.
Be consistent in playing winning hockey and not fall back into some bullshit we've done this year. But we always find a way to climb back, but we just got to find consistency and then we can do something special here.
How have you climbed back the last two games? What's changed?
We always come back to we have to play a solid 60-minute game, and we have to play winning hockey. That's how you win in this league. And every night is a tough test. Can't take any days off in this league.
Rasmus, how and when did you find out about Kevin Adams aspiring and Jarmo's hire as GM?
Found out through my fiance. She saw it online.
Jarmo said when he talked to us that there have been nights where you've lost to teams that you're probably better than, and it's because of the effort. He goes, that's unacceptable. And it sounds like he's going to be somebody that's going to hold people accountable. What are your thoughts on the way he's approaching this like that?
Yeah, I'm excited for him raising the standards. That's what you have to do. Yeah, we've lost games we should have won, and we've beaten the best teams in the league, and we know we can be a really good team. And it's what you say; it's about standards every single day. And him coming in and raising that's huge for us.
What's been your impression of Jarmo as a person since he's been around the building, and maybe what have you heard from peers around the league?
We haven't talked that much, honestly. You see him here and there walking around, but. Hearing about him, I've heard he's a really hardworking guy, and he knows what he wants, and he's a confident guy, and he's not afraid to take chances. So I'm excited.
How significant is it to you guys? He's been a general manager in this league for 11 years.
Yeah, I think he's been part of NHL hockey for 20 plus years. Yeah. So. Experience, that's what you need in this league. You just need experience, and he got that, so he knows what's going on.
It's new eyes and that type of thing, but you as a player or you as a team, is that something you just can't worry about, whether there are going to be changes or not going to be changes? Do you just have to concentrate on what you're doing on the ice?
Yeah, we do our job. He's doing his job. And our job is to get better every day and find a way to win hockey games. A general manager can only do so much, but it's up to the guys in this room to win hockey games, and we haven't done that, so we have to be better.
This was something that the fan base had been clamoring for a while, obviously.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Chanting it, I mean, you probably heard it. How much do you hope this kind of energizes the fan base and maybe makes this a tough place to play?
It's hard to comment on, the fans. What was the question? I heard something going on out there. I don't know what's going on.
How much do you hope this can kind of, energize the fan base and kind of make this a tough building to play?
Yeah, that's what we all hope for every day. I played in this barn when it's crazy loud, and it's one of the toughest rinks to play, and that's for sure. So that's what we hope for.
Rasmus.
All right, as long as it's tougher than MSG.
Yeah, because right now it's not. I always love playing at MSG as a visiting
team. So does every visiting team.
Exactly. Philadelphia is the same way. Colorado, Ottawa, it was fun. Now, I get, Rasmus is doing media. He's the captain. He's answering questions. He said, I love that Jarmo said he was going to raise the standards. I've always had a problem with that. Players, I said it myself. Oh, you know what? It's great. Torts is going to raise the standards. Or let me tell you this. The standards are set at a level individually by the athlete themselves. You raise your own standard if you want to, or you lower them if you want to. And that's why, at the very
end. Why are you
there,
looking at me that way about this show?
I'm looking at you so you can deflect it out. But I love what Aspis said at the end. He goes, well, a GM can only do so much, though. It's the guys in this room that are going to do. So, again, it's great. There's an energy, right? I've only played for 4 teams. And 1 GM per team. I've never had a GM fired in the time that I was there. Mm-hmm. I've never had a coach fired, really, in the time that I was on a team. Tortorella got fired in the summer. I started the next year, and I retired. I didn't really experience the full, like, hey, we go from a coach to another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very foreign what's going on. But I can tell you this. If I'm on, you know, at having lunch or at practice, or they're going to play the Islanders Saturday and they get on the plane after the game Saturday night to go to New Jersey, and you're sitting there with the guys and, you know, you're looking around, you're like, hey, this is on us. This is us having to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on Jarmo. It's not on Lindy. It's not on anybody. It's on us getting it done. And I think that's what I want to see. That's what I think Jarmo wants to see. That's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah, there's something interesting from Jarmo Kekäläinen yesterday, and we're going to have him on here on Friday, which will be after his first game as GM of this team. And I don't know, like, whether I'm reading into it or not. I just, amidst that character talent comment, he dovetailed into leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So having just heard from, clearly, couple of leaders on this team, Dahlin and Tuck, like, and you've lived this, because and you live under this, a C and an A on a jersey, and how much are those people the true leaders, or is it just, for lack of a better term, a fashion statement that has a letter stitched onto your jersey?
Yeah.
You know, because you in a room would know who the true leaders are anyway, regardless of whether they're wearing a letter or not. I guess just the way it was phrased by the general manager, I'm curious to see if leadership in whatever, however you perceive that, somehow looks different with this group moving forward.
It potentially could, because of maybe the conversations that you have, and maybe you relate to something different. So obviously it could. But I remember when Stu Barnes, who's in town, by the way, for an event, when he first joined the Sabres, I saw leadership. He didn't need a letter.
Right.
You saw it, right? And it goes like that with a lot of players.
Michael Leone is the leader of the Amerks. The head coach is with us now on Sabres Live, getting ready for Amerks Utica tonight. His squad has points in 6 straight games. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry about the delay. My
oh, no.
I was watching
all good.
The whole internet came out, TV, so I got to get that fixed.
I will come over with my big truck, Marty Biron, Wi-Fi, internet, and services.
Yeah, I'm on my hotspot right now, so hopefully this stays alive.
Okay, well, hotspot. It's been kind of a hotspot trying to deal with roster changes and guys getting called up and return. And how, as a coach, have you been able to say, okay, like looking at 2 days down the road and not know who was going to be there and who wasn't going to be there?
Yeah, you know, it's been a, you know, I don't know the last time we've played our, like, the same lineup 2 times in a row. the only thing that we can control, we don't talk about it like this happens in our league, is if we work and we compete and we play the game that we want to play no matter who's in the lineup, we can be successful. And I give our group a ton of credit. Has it been perfect? No. Have we had the puck as much? Probably not. But the guys have done an incredible job of, I feel like every single game we've been in this year, there hasn't been a game where, you know, we're chasing the game by 4 or 5 goals. Like, the guys have fought really hard. I'm really proud of how hard our team has played. Guys stepping up, guys that were probably slotted in, you know, 11, 12 forwards that are now playing, you know, top 6, top 9 minutes, and a lot of contributions from guys that have never played really center at the professional level. You know, Wally's been playing center. Fiedler Schultz is playing center. Slags is playing center. Helly was sick last game. So we really had it. But at the end of the day, the guys have done an incredible job of competing, playing how we like to play, the pressure, the kind of the hunting mindset of how we skate really well, and really proud of the guy so far.
Well, the illness for Hellenius was certainly unfortunate based on the fact that you were not having Roseanne or Osland, just to mention a couple, available. So that led you to start the shootout with Jack Rathbone the other day, and you ended up, unfortunately, going 8 rounds and didn't score. Yeah. Poor Devin Levi.
We were joking on the bench. I said, me, Vinny, or Pacer should have got out there and shot one of those. They tried to move the same move 6 times in a row. I'm like, the goalies, like, we got lefties shooting. Why are they coming in on that? Because I'm always in the low blocker. Like, just shoot low blocker. Just rip it. And, like, we had lefties coming in, and we tried the same move in the glove. I was losing it on the bench. But Bone shot last year, and he scored. He was 1-for-1, so we shot him. Not our best effort. We definitely need to practice the shootout in the 3-on-3 overtime.
But Michael, within all of what you just said, and you have a great ability to make it light even when it's tough in the moment, that's a reward also, how you started that shootout, right? Because Rathbone is that type of guy for you.
Yeah. No, I just look at the game as a whole. Like, Kuntar literally got off the plane and was like, hey, we need you to play. And he's like, hey, I got a good night of sleep. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You were on a plane for – you didn't sleep. I know you didn't sleep. But that's the type of kid we have. And he played. And if you look at the game, like, the first was really good. The third was good. And then we were on our heels the second period where Dev came in. So for us to get a point in that game, we break down the season in segments. You know, those points add up over time. You know, you get points. Like, we got a point in the Utica game. We were down 3-0. That's a point. We get a point in the Lehigh Valley game. That's a point. You know, 2 points, that accumulates to almost 1 win overall when I look at it, when we break down our segments. So guys have done an incredible job. Was it perfect? Like I said, no. But our willingness to find ways to keep games extremely competitive and get points in games, I think, is really important.
So early in the season, I asked you about Devin Levi, and you acknowledged that he needed to be better, and you pushed him a little bit. And so I look at the last 7 games, 5 of those games, he's got a save percentage over 900. And the one is like, he was 1 shot away from 900. So he's been almost like at the level and more of what you want in 6 of the last 7 games. What do you think has changed for Devin the last little bit here, maybe in the last 3 weeks, that has brought his performance and his play a little bit more consistent?
Yeah, I think, you know, Marty, you played the position. I think it's good to go, I think it was good for Dev to go through that tough time. I really do. Like, to face the adversity, to respond, make sure that he's working on his process, what he has to do to be successful. And I think, you know, Dev's been working extremely hard with Shamo. Like, you know, we play some teams, like, we went to Charlotte, Syracuse. We haven't played them in a little bit. When we play heavy shot volume teams, like, I'm talking, their goal is just shot volume, create chaos. I think Dev's game management in those situations where you're going to be out there 20, 30 seconds to get a whistle so we get new guys on the ice. The rebounds in the slot, I think, is a huge part of his development going forward in the NHL of, you know, controlling those things, or, you know, putting pucks in the corner, Marty, with his stick or his pads, where the second and third opportunity is not coming from the slot. They got to go get the puck low to hide again to get it to his net. And Dev's done a, you know, his game's in a really good place right now. He's playing tonight. So hopefully he can get another couple starts in to get his game before our long Christmas break. But, you know, he's worked really hard. He responded his actions in the right way. You know, after that game, especially with Belleville, you know, we had a conversation. We both agreed, like, he needed get better, just like with a forward or defenseman. If you have tough games, it's my job as your coach to hold everyone to the same standard. And Dev has done a great job. He's playing really good hockey. And, you know, he's a big reason why we've got a lot of these points.
Yeah, and for those that missed it on Saturday in the shootout loss, he stopped 38 of 39 and then seven in a row to start the shootout before falling on the eighth one. So really, really excellent performance. And Michael, looking at your lineup tonight, like with Hellenius healthy and Roseanne on his line and Kuntar with Wahlberg and someone we haven't had a chance to talk about yet in Carson Meyer, and then having Neuchev with Lecision and even Fiddler Schultz with Warren on fourth line, like, this looks like a way more balanced team than what you've been working with lately.
Yeah. You know, it's good to get some guys back. You know, we felt just with Fiedler Schultz has played some center now with us. Wally's done a really nice job in center. He's really good below the circles. He's a big body. So we just kind of kept the centers, the guys in place and kind of mixed up the lines a bit, because I'm a big believer in playing four lines and not worried too much about. I just think when we're playing really good, we just one lines after another and we're not worried about matchups and we just play. And I think now we have a little bit more balance in our lineup where, you know, guy Fiedler Schultz has done a good job on faceoff. Helly's come a long way on faceoffs. Wally's come a long way. Lish is our best faceoff guy. And it just gives us more balance in the line one through four, so we could, you know, kind of hopefully string some shifts together. And we've gained a lot of momentum when we're playing four lines and we have four lines going. But it's definitely nice as a coach to get some guys back that have been, you know, with us for some time.
Michael, thank you as always for the insight. Good luck tonight. Happy holidays to your Amherst family and your own family, of course, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. See you guys.
Michael Leone, head coach of the Amherst, and of course, Buffalo's home to Philly tomorrow night. Amherst are home to Utica tonight, and if you're looking for a great way to, you know, entertain moving forward here, we're looking at offering you the new First Class Pass. It's for groups of 10 or more, featuring Sabres game tickets, plus private club access in the 1970 Club, all-inclusive gourmet dining, and parking passes included. Visit Sabres.com/pass to learn more today. We'll wrap up Sabres Live with a little more on what happened here at KeyBank Center today as far as the practice and reaction.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
From it after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
That was Gostad, the young rookie, getting a big draw, but they can't clear. Extra attacker on, Palfi. Over to Whitney, who came late. Whitney turns, put it right in front. The pins battle away, but they get it or not.
Brown did it again, Mike.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Cerulli was right there on the line. I knew he thought he had the tying goal. It did not happen.
He did it again. You got to be kidding me, folks. He got it out with the glove again. Do we have to go to replay? Oh, my, folks. This is incredible. What a save. This one is no goal. What a save by Baron. Incredible. Deja vu.
Highway robbery.
This was... This was in my 13th straight start win streak. But here's the reason why they say he did it again, and do we have to go to review? The day before, late in the third period, Ziggy Palfi on the left side. I was laying down. I put my glove out. He shot it in my glove, but my glove went over the goal line. It was originally called no goal on the play, but they went to review, and then they said, no, we can see the puck in your webbing over the line. So this one I made sure it stayed on the good side of the goal line, and we won the game 4-3. Thank you very much.
Helps to have a former Sabre as analyst and Bob Airy there. He was very excited for you, and, of course, always great to hear the late Mike Lang on
the
call.
Mike Lang was great. He didn't say that I shaved my beard with a rusty razor on that one.
No, he did not, but I will say this. There were some incredible stories last night in the NHL again, and I think the funniest might be the Edmonton-Pittsburgh goaltending matchup.
Oh, my God.
And maybe the trade that didn't help either team. I found it incredibly fitting that Jari and Skinner combined for an .811 save percentage last night.
10 goals scored. One was an empty net. But the biggest thing is Draisaitl gets his 1,000 point.
Yes.
They're all celebrating next to Skinner.
4 points for him, 4 for McDavid, 3 for McKinnon, 4 for Celebrini. Unbelievable night again across the board. There's 5 games tonight. Sabres are hosting the Flyers tomorrow, and we will see you then.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.